This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
This is illegal. It's got to stop.
Why are you guys fighting
today?
Mexico is very culpable in this.
They need to take all these children and put them right down the Mexico border.
It's not about race. It's about resources.
Fighting for Idaho.
The Bureau of Land Management agreed with a Nevada sheriff that rancher Clive and Bundy must be held accountable for his role in an April standoff.
And it's getting ridiculous.
Fighting for you.
I just took exception to your statement about soccer being a socialistic sport. Have you heard of the Olympics?
She's absolutely right.
That's enough out of you. Please cut his mic.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And don't hear much about soccer anymore, do you? Hey, that World Cup, everybody. Good morning, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We've been talking a little bit about the border, and every time I think of the border, I think of that Beastie Boys song, Paul Revere, for some crazy reason. But anyway, we go to the emails. Jim, maybe we suggest to the Labrador that he write a bill to repeal the long-titled law that Hume quoted. Tell you how long they've been working on this. Good day to ya. Thank you, Jim. And really, the border situation is just, you know, folks, let me just say this. And I was really reinforced about because this show is about us. There's no me, it's we here. And my faith in country and in God was really reinforced at the God and Country Festival. Great video, by the way, at 580kido.com. We have Nagmaid Abedini with us there, Dee Sartin as well. And it really was just a pleasure to speak to folks the way America used to be and about how America used to be. And my friends, the power of prayer has not been needed more than it is needed now. As we talk about Phil Kirpin and other folks, we have millions of our fellow Americans that would rather talk about LeBron James, bless his heart, very successful young man, than the Internal Revenue Service. Look, I love basketball, but LeBron James is not going to influence whether or not I get audited or whether or not our fellow Americans get audited. Are times really that good that we can afford to check out? I don't think so. And then we have Jesse Ventura suing the widow of a real-life American hero because he was defamed, allegedly. How crazy is that? But folks, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, I think what really has to take the case is this story by Steve Rappaport.
Andrew Robert Rector admits to napping at Yankee Stadium during a game against the Red Sox in April.
It's not the place you come to sleep. Like, tell you what, though, how comfortable is that? Probably won't have any neck problems tomorrow.
But he refuses to lay down and take the jokes, the Yankees fan filing a $10 million defamation suit against two ESPN announcers. Rector claims they unleashed an avalanche of hurtful words, calling him fatty and stupid, among other things. Rector quickly became a viral laughingstock after the video of him snoozing was posted on YouTube. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
Don't call anybody fatty, fatty. Anyway, by the way, I want to say hello to our friend Eric in Florida. He's moved away, but he still listens to us. And Eric, I know there are a lot of good things, and you have a lot of choices not only in Florida, but across the country. So we're very humbled that you give us a listen, and you're still in our thoughts and prayers. You and your family doing great work in Florida. Hopefully we'll see you here soon as we move along. Let's go to an old favorite, Ron Paul Jim. No word yet on whether or not RonPaulJim.com is taken, but good morning, Ron Paul Jim.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, you were commenting about these last stories. To me, these are intentionally distractions from the real crises or real invasion of our country. The last caller was right. This is an invasion, but it's a manufactured crisis created by our government. And it is not due to incompetence. This is orchestrated. It's an agenda. It's part of NAFTA. This is, if you look into NAFTA.
Wow, you're going really old school if you're going back to NAFTA.
You have to. You have to see that this has been going on for a very long time. This is intentional. They want to create North America into what is a European Union. They want to erase borders. They want to change the currency status of, you know, universal currency, which they control. You know, this is not conspiratorial, because nobody is this incompetent. Nobody is. It's not a joke or a theory. It is real. These people want to destroy this country. They want a one-world government, which they control through financial means. None of these countries that we invade have the means to attack us. What's a bigger joke? The idea that our government was behind 9/11, or that these guys with box cutters successfully hijacked planes and with precision flying and no experience are able to hit the targets of two skyscrapers and successfully, like, controlled demolition, bring down three buildings with two planes, and then hit the Pentagon with precision. I mean, there's just so much that you would have to stretch. It's got to be the luckiest, how many hijackers, 19? The luckiest on Earth to pull this off. The same day that they were running drills, you know, When you look at all those things that don't add up and you question them, you're immediately put in the category of, you know, like what they say.
They put you in as a kook.
Global warming denier.
So what? Wait a minute. Where are we going with this?
Well, I'm saying that our government has been behind these acts, these manufactured crises all along. How did these people get across Mexico undetected, knowing how strict their border, their immigration policy is?
No, that's a great point. Thank you, Ron Paul Jim at 580KIDO. And if anybody has seen the Dinesh D'Souza movie, now I haven't seen the new one, but the old one, he says, look, Dinesh D'Souza says this is all a great plan by the president. And, you know, back to my thoughts on soccer. Look, the soccer people want to get rid of our borders. The soccer people want us to go to Brazil. The soccer people want us to worry about what the Mexican team, the Honduran team, or these other teams. They want to get rid of our borders. You know why I love American sports? They're uniquely American. And look, back in 92, it was me, it was Buchanan, it was Perot who kind of jumped on the bandwagon. You know, there isn't a person in America, except I guess the big money corporate gobbledygooks, that made a ton of money on NAFTA. It was the great betrayal of the American worker. Myself and, you know, my mentor, Patrick Joseph Buchanan, talked about this. I wrote about it back then. You know, we talk about our great economic opportunities. Never mind my generation in their 40s. What about the 20s? What about the 30-something? And we can talk about the loss of the trade workers in America today, or the loss of the work ethic, or the loss of the good customer service. And it all goes back to Clinton and Bob Dole making a deal for NAFTA. And what happened was, not only did we NAFTA our jobs to Mexico, we NAFTA'd our jobs through the WTO to China. You know, take a look at this at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Both political parties have failed us. And now both political parties are failing us on the border. They're failing us on the border. And the Speaker of the House, instead of having any guts as far as holding the president accountable, he's going to go Judge Wapner on him. Uh-oh. It's time for that cool glass of water. Linda from Emmett at 580KIDO. Hello, baby.
Hi, how are you, dear?
Hell, I'm glad you're here, because your voice is so soothing, so reassuring through this trauma that we have.
Oh, God, here we go. My main topic is the border and how ineffective our president is in dealing with anything. He, you know, it's like the White House could burn down, and he'd walk out the front door saying, Well, you know, it just happened. He takes no responsibility for this mess at the border, and he's going to be down in Texas about 100 miles away from where they were having a meeting today. And what the hell, why the hell doesn't he just, you know, check out the border instead of sending his little peons down there and them checking it out? And well, it's fine. There's no problem. No problem. I don't want to swear on this.
Yeah, because you'd get it. But let's hear what's happening at the border.
Well, if I break the law, you're going to come down on me real quick. And yet, you are not following the law. You are breaking the law.
There you have it.
Yeah, oh, I agree totally. This president has been the most ineffective person that's been in the White House. And I think, my own opinion, we ought to impeach him. I know it's been mentioned before. I think, since he is derelict in his duties, I think the motion to impeach the man should be really studied. He's led us down this path, and it's like, okay, now you're standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon, and he turns around and looks at you. Well, I don't know what we're going to do. We can jump, but you know what? That's not my responsibility. And, you know, it's like he has no...
You're all flustered, aren't you?
I am. I'm pissed off about it.
Oh, watch your mouth.
Yeah, I know.
I got to go there, sweetheart.
Okay, all right, dear. You take care.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Boy, Linda's fired up. Thankfully, we have the voice of reason with Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO. He would be pro-life.
Well, yes, I'm very reasonable. Anyway, what I'm interested in is you don't hear any of the religious community saying to the administration, listen, these people that are coming in here, you know, the children that we're putting in the detention centers, they need faith. They need to be able to talk to someone from their faith. But very likely that there are people that are being sent up here are being selected as from socialist families. And so, you know, if the administration was going to do anything, they'd select some communist psychologist to go in there and indoctrinate them. They're not going to let people of faith and capitalism and our philosophy go in there and talk to them. So, but we need to insist on that. That's the right of our people for free speech to go to people like that. And they have the right to ask us to come there. You know, the detained people need to have an expression of faith. But the administration is not going to do one thing about it. And, in fact, I've not heard anybody say anything about it. But I'm asking our congressional delegation to do something about it.
All right. Well, you do that. Of course, we're still searching for Mike Simpson since he won the primary. He's missing in action.
Yep. Well, hey, they're all missing when it comes to living up to what God wants us to do.
All right, pro-life, thank you.
Okay.
Quickly to D.C. in Meridian at 580 KIDO. Hello, D.C.
Good morning, Trevor. Yeah, I heard that.
By the way, you know, people have gone quiet, but we are still supporting Barry Peterson. And Barry, want you to know we still have your back here. So please go ahead, D.C.
I just wanted to add to Ron Paul Jim was doing a great job covering the bases on the bigger picture, but he forgot about the 9/11 thing. On 9/10, Rummy Rumsfeld conveniently just dropped the little nugget that the Pentagon could not account for $2.1 trillion. What's a prefix? Who the hell cares? It's all paper money anyway now. And you're talking about Dinesh. Did I hear right in my on the news last night that Costmore is pulling his book because the co-founder is a diehard Democrat or something?
Yeah, Costco is, yeah.
Well, it's Costmore, but whatever. Anyway, this thing about it is all orchestrated. They are definitely bussing them up. And Alex Jones has been talking about they are giving them vouchers. Once they get here, they say, they ask them, where do you need to go? Where's your family? Where's your friends? Where do you want to go? And they pay for them to go anywhere they want, anywhere they say. Times how many thousands of people?
Well, that's why the president wants $2 billion.
That's not going to cover it.
No, no, it isn't.
This is insane.
It's insane, and what's really insane is how many people in Idaho, just Idaho, a much more red state than the libs, how many people here are fired up about it, but all we hear is about the children, about our duty. No, it's our duty to protect our homes, our livelihood, our sovereignty.
And watch soccer.
I'm telling you, soccer is a part of the globalist twist.
Hey, I'd rather watch a chess match by two computers, okay? It's the most boring piece of crap excuse for a sport I've ever had to endure. I don't understand it. The rules make no sense. It's as bad as hockey. I don't understand hockey either. I'm not even going to try. And all sports is just, we've talked about this before, it's a microcosm of how life works. All of it. And it's all bullcrap. Thanks for the use of your soapbox, Kev.
Thank you, DC. 580-5436, 580-KIDU. I do believe that soccer is part of the globalist agenda. Let me repeat that. Soccer is part of the globalist agenda. And when people say we need to be like the rest of the world, yes, we are transferring our wealth to the rest of the world. We need to keep it for us. We need to protect our borders. Getting back to this crazy lawsuit, though, so you fall asleep at a baseball game, does that mean you get to sue people for calling you names? Hurtful names? Hurtful names? What are the damages? That's number one. And number two, Washington makes it official today. Apparently a lot of dope smokers in Washington. Oh, no, you can't say that. Well, I mean, that's what you're doing, right?
Seen a lot more edibles as well in our campuses.
Oh,
so, and not just home-baked brownies, but what we are seeing is candy bars and lollipops.
Yeah.
And, you know, things that are purchased rather than made at home.
There we have it. Let's all go into the cannabis business. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Food for your brain. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
The White House is trying to figure out what to do with more than 50,000 children who crossed the border illegally.
The thing this administration needs to do is immediately deport these families, these children. I know it sounds harsh.
The president's well aware of what's happening along the southwest border.
This is illegal. It's got to stop.
Why
is
it already today?
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Cyril in Caldwell. Cyril, good morning.
Yeah, how's it going, Kevin?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up something that I haven't heard anybody talk about. I've heard them talk about this law, the Bush era. They keep calling it the Bush era law to say, like, Bush introduced the law into Congress. What I'd like to know is who actually introduced it into Congress. I know that Obama was in the Senate at the time that it was passed through, but I think if somebody could explain to us who it was that actually introduced it and wrote the law, that would explain a lot as to what's going on with the border situation now, because I believe it was probably a Democrat that wrote it and introduced it into the Congress, and they passed it through as something that they're not using it as now. They're using it as they intended to when it was written now, but they used the guise of something else to get it through.
Well, and remember, President Bush was a lib when it comes to immigration, and he did very well with the Hispanic lobby. And not to be insulting to the folks that are of Latino descent, they're hard workers, and to me, I find it insulting. And again, if I had skin pigment, I'd be a lot happier than I am now. But, you know, to sit there and say, well, we need to get these folks legal. There are people here that are of Latino or Hispanic or whatever you call descent that have been here forever or that have come here legally. And the idea that you have to pander to a group or that the group is homogeneous is crazy. I mean, you have, just like you have different European folks, the Italians, the Irish, the Germans, you have people from Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Spain, and Portugal that are have entirely different cultures.
That's true.
No, you're right about that, but you're right. The Bush era law, it's Congress that passed the law, and it would be good to know, and I'm sure, hopefully, it's one of our great researchers will take a look at who put that law in, and we'll get that to you.
Yes, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great point there. Great point. It wasn't President Bush. It was Congress. Now, President Bush signed it. Now, did President Bush really win with the immigration? Not really. Again, here at 580 KIDO, we tell the truth whether we agree with our politicians or not. And look, John Boehner, Eric Cantor, no one else has enough guts to say this, but this is really what's going on.
I'm joined by Republican Congressman Raul Labrador of Idaho. Congressman, welcome back.
Thank you for having me on your show, and good morning.
So you've heard from Secretary Jay Johnson of Homeland Security. You got to do right by the children, he said. That's got to be a bottom line ideal here for the United States government. Is that how you?
I do not. You know, as I was listening to Secretary Johnson's interview, the first half of his interview, I kept thinking that you just need to change your slogan at the beginning of your show. Instead of if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press, if it's Sunday, it's another administration official making stuff up on Meet the Press.
Exactly. I wish Boehner, instead of having this goofy lawsuit, had as much guts as Congressman Labrador. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Boy, this border situation getting even worse. Now, the United Nations, we're going to tweet this out at 580KIDO.com, is urging our country to designate the immigrants as refugees. Wow. Coming up, the latest concerning the Eagle Roundabout, big meeting tonight. Before that, we go to Ray and Caldwell. Quickly at 580KIDO. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Kevin. How's it going this morning?
Living the dream, brother.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's turning into a nightmare, it seems like, though. Listen, I got some information about Sherry Ibarra. She's running for state school superintendent on the Republican ticket.
Sure.
She's going to be speaking at the next Republican Central Committee meeting, which is next Tuesday the 15th at 7 p.m. at the Canyon County Courthouse in the meeting room down there. I want to see if I can get as many folks down there to pack that place out that care about keeping our education local and coming against this Common Core. She's for Common Core, and so is her Democrat opponent, Janet
Jones. She's unapologetic about it, too.
Pardon me?
She's unapologetic about being in favor of Common Core.
Well, of course she is. Follow the money trail. Bill Gates has donated hundreds of millions of dollars to support this program, and they just roll over like lapdogs and take the money and just go with the program. But anyway, I just like to get that place packed out with folks, parents that are concerned, teachers that are concerned, anybody concerned about this Common Core top-down, big government, one-size-fits-all program.
Right.
So anyway, the meeting's next Tuesday at the Central Committee meeting. 7 p.m. at the Canyon County Courthouse.
And we'll call back again, Ray. We'll pump it up.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thank you. We've
got to put a stop to this now.
I'm with you. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We go to Eagle City Councilman Mark Butler with us at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Boy, who would have ever thought, to quote Ray Amaya, all this ruckus about a roundabout. What's going on in Eagle?
Yeah, I don't know. We just keep going round and round with this thing, huh? No, we've been trying to figure out what to do as far as a recommendation goes to the Ada County Highway District with regard to the intersection, our main intersection downtown, Eagle Road and State. And as you probably know, this goes back a couple of years when ACHD commissioned a engineering group to do a study. And we've changed our mind a couple of times. Without getting into all the detail, the last recommendation we made to ACHD was on March 18th for a roundabout down there. And since that time, it's been about 4 months. I think you're going to have Naomi Preston on here pretty soon. She's really, stepped up as a citizen and spearheaded a group and gathered lots and lots of data that's come into us that shows that, in my opinion, I think I made the wrong decision. But,
You know, one thing that really relates to a lot of what you talk about and big government and so forth is government needs to listen. And for 4 months, all this data has been coming into us, emails, and I've been sending everything over to HHD. I asked the mayor to have the Ada County Highway District come to our town hall meeting, and the response I got back from the mayor was the director said he's not sending anybody over. If anybody comes over, it's on their own, and the decision's been made. And we, as small government especially, need to listen and hear what people say and be responsive, and I think that's what we're trying to do in Eagle.
Well, and again, full disclosure, we have Dorothy Miller there. She's part of that group as well. She's fired up. That would be Mrs. Miller to everybody else here at 580KIDO. Do you say to the business owners? Because you have big business, small business. You have folks that are really worried, Mr. Butler, that it's going to impact their business negatively.
Yeah, well, in any roadway improvement, you know, I've been dealing with private property owners for years. I represent them usually when HHD or ITD is taking right away. In any roadway improvement, you're going to have impacts to businesses. There has to be, you know, a situation where the districts, highway districts, states have to be able to deal with that type of thing. It's part of expanding roadways. So you have to look at, you know, what's overall best for community as far as a roadway expansion goes, try to minimize impacts to businesses. But ultimately, if the roadways are going to get bigger, they're going to impact businesses. Not only that, but residences. You know, sometimes roadways get widened where residences are. We remember that big fight on Eustick Road with Boise City not wanting it widened and HHD wanting it widened. And, you know, so it's just one of those growing pains.
How do you think this meeting will play out tonight?
I think the council is going to pretty much see at this point that, well, you had a split council anyway. I think I made the motion for the roundabout. Mary McFarland seconded it. And then the two other council members, Stan and Jeff, have been against it. So the mayor broke the tie in favor. So it's been kind of a split decision as well as the way it was at HHD. It's been a difficult decision. And I think tonight, and you can never guess what the government's going to do, me being one member on the government, but I think you'll see a unanimous decision going forward to say to HHD, look, take out the five-lane improvement, which is in their capital improvement plan, because that's what's in there now. Five lanes, and that'll wipe out a lot more stuff than a roundabout will. But take that out of your capital improvement plan and remove the recommendation for the roundabout. I think you'll see the council make that recommendation to HHD tonight. I'm not sure, though.
So now,
attend and see.
Now, I'll get the reports there at 580KIDO. Now let me hit you with this though. So you were behind the roundabout.
I liked it. I thought it was a good idea. I went back and forth with it. I've been a city planner for years, and as you probably know, planners and highway districts push roundabouts. There's a lot of reasons for it. There's a lot slower speeds through roundabouts than wider intersections, and you have to understand too that in the capital improvement plan for HHD, which is our budgeting document. Not a study. It's planned for five lanes from Albertsons to the intersection, and five lanes would transition northbound. So to me, a five-lane roadway, which is in there, is a lot worse than a roundabout. So I kind of saw the roundabout the best of the worst, the best of all the crummy scenarios they gave us.
Five lanes. That's not a large area, though. You'd have to take a lot of land, I would think.
Yeah, for five lanes, that would take out the brand-new building across from Rembrandt's. It would take out most all of Rembrandt's patio. It would take a lot more of the Bodacious Pig property, a lot more of the Jackson's property, just generally speaking. But like I said, any roadway improvement is going to impact business. The roundabout is expansive, too. It's a huge circle. You know, and the weird thing about the roundabout is because the way it's designed, it really limits access a lot. And that was more of the, you know, that was one of the chief concerns of the people, you know, who have businesses around there. So any improvement's going to, especially expansive ones, is going to be really difficult to deal with. My hope is that somehow HHD, ITD finds other ways to get around this downtown. A connection on the interstate, you know, the connection on Highway 44 so that the fire department can get in and out of Highway 44 a lot easier over near Idaho Fitness. That would really help relieve traffic. Our grid system expanded, Plaza extended the hill, do all that stuff. And, you know, maybe just put in a little extra lane or a little turning movement there at the intersection. Leave it alone.
And if it gets congested in 10, 20, 30 years, let people go somewhere else.
Well,
go around the town.
Well, I'm with you here. 580 KIDO, Mark Butler with the Eagle City Council. Kevin Miller in the morning here. Let me hit you with this. How is Eagle doing as far as property values recovering? We've heard, the past couple of years have been tough. Property values always very good in Eagle. How are the values doing there?
The assessor, Robert McQuaid, came in and said they're doing very well. We've strengthened significantly. Eagle went down a lot more than, from what he said, a lot more than other areas. So it took us a little bit longer, he said, to recover. But he said we're recovering very well. I can't remember the percentages, but the values are doing very well.
Finally, how do you think this meeting is going to be tonight? So basically, you're saying that the city council can reconsider and tell ACHD they don't want the roundabout. Does that mean there will be no roundabout?
You never know what ACHD is going to do. You know,
holy bike lanes, yes.
I don't know. I mean, you got a lot of great employees at ACHD, but this is, it's kind of frustrating. This is the only place in the entire country where we have a countywide highway district that controls larger cities. And, that's been a huge frustration for a lot of people for years. So, it's sometimes people feel like the ACHD's out of reach. It's, people can come right into City Hall and get right in our face, and get their points across. Usually always in a good way. Sometimes they get in our face and you wonder what their intention is, but that's few and far between. But to do that at ACHD is difficult. So, I don't know, ACHD has a jurisdictional authority over the roadways per state statute. They can do what they want.
What about the mayor? What can he do?
They're trying to pull in public input, so I just don't know, Kevin.
Well, I'll tell you that. What about the mayor? He listens to the program. What would he do? Can't he declare martial law or something?
No. The mayor in the state's pretty much a figurehead. They don't have voting power unless there's tie votes. They're negotiators. They try to work things out the best they can. And our mayor, bless his heart, he's a sweet guy, but he's not a go-getter. If he's listening, you look at the way John Evans or Mayor Nankolas runs a meeting, and they're very friendly and warm. Mayor Nankolas is in Caldwell and John Evans is Garden City. They're very warm. Not mayor's warm, but they're very warm but firm, and they get out there, they do a lot of work, and I don't mean to compare, but I just don't see where our mayor is going to really impact things much.
I think
again,
he just
I don't
did.
I mean anything negative about him. That's just kind of, the way the system is. But I'll tell you, we need better order in our meetings. I don't know if you heard about the town hall meeting, but there's a couple of people who got way out of control. And, our mayor needs to be friendly and warm. We can't be sarcastic to people. Friendly and warm, but firm.
There's been
a lot of people like Naomi who worked their butts off. And
I think it's going to be
people.
I think it's going to be something tonight. And it's funny because, the roundabout in Northwest Boise has been covered, but we're probably the only ones that have covered this. So hopefully you'll get some other media attention tonight. This is a big deal. It impacts business. Eagle, a very important part of the Treasure Valley, okay. Ada County.
That's huge. I mean, our little downtown, that's the chief intersection of the town,
Yep.
If Rick and Sandy Smith are listening, I hope something happens where they clean up their gas station.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What about the gas station people? What's the deal with that? Are they just mad and they just won't do anything with that?
I don't know. When I drove through town in 1994, it was my first experience in Idaho. The first person I met was Rick Smith. And he is a great guy. Him and Sandy are great people. I just wish we could do something to help change that in that corner. I really do. And I know part of the thing on the roundabout is it would have removed that gas station. I don't see where that was the deciding factor, but that was one of the offshoot benefits. The gas station, something needs to be done there. And so, the council and urban renewal agency is reaching out to Rick and Sandy, but they're great people. I don't know. I know a little bit about what happened in the past. And
look, you got a lot of characters there. You got Mickey, you got Mrs. Miller, you got the gas station people, you got the Bodacious Pig, you got Rembrandt, you got Jackson. There's a lot of, you got Shaw, you got a lot of people there.
Yeah, there's a lot of great people, and they've been good. I mean, they've been persistent over 4 months with emails, and, I probably have heard from 150 people. I would say the sentiment, in my view right now, is probably 95% against roundabout and 5% in favor. You run into some people once in a while. They're very few.
Now don't tell anybody. Like roundabout. I like roundabouts, but don't tell anybody.
I like them too.
Yeah, well.
I just don't think this is the right spot for one.
Well.
And plus, to tell you the truth.
Oh, boy.
You know, just real quick, my wife's from Columbia, and people drive over there like crazy. There's motorcycles, bicycles, there's roundabouts everywhere.
South Carolina?
You don't see any accident. You don't see any accidents.
South Carolina?
No, Columbia, the country.
Oh, sorry.
And you don't see any accidents because everybody's really intent because you have to pay attention.
Yeah.
And people are sleeping while they drive. I mean, you sit there and watch them. They're on their cell phones. And
you see, this is
sleeping.
This is how you. This is how
where you see, got kids. Forget it.
Right, but you see, you should have come out with this. Now we've got to go, and you're giving us the best stuff.
I'm sorry.
It's
another
okay.
Day.
Thank
I
you.
I gotta go too. I gotta work, you know.
I'm with you, Mr. Butler. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a good day.
You too. There you have it, Mark Butler. We'll have to have him back. Let's get you to traffic.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.